This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Clearly, that's why we got into this job. Now, with Quick Hits coming up in about 20 minutes, we are live at training camp. We had a win for like, I think there was a full 30 seconds there. That was nice. It was nice to be in that moment for 30 seconds. But you guys, I've talked about the media straw poll that I've done this week, where I just reached out to as many people as I could think of, people that I think either kind of follow the Browns or might have a take there, follow the NFL, and basically said over under 5.5 wins. And then when they would answer, I'd kind of give a, you know, give me a reason why. And the reason why we're doing under first is that's where I think the Browns are. I believe we had somebody on Twitter, at Nick Wilson says, and of course social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We had somebody go, just lose, baby. I'm not there, all right? I don't necessarily want to lose on purpose. That because to me that is tanking, and I don't – listen, Kevin Stefanski ain't tanking. I think Kevin understands he's got his work cut out for him, and he's going to try and white knuckle this thing to a second, into 2026 with a hope of maybe taking his franchise quarterback there. Andrew Berry does not seem inclined to just lose, baby. But I do think where we are this year, I think this is a, if you let the natural course of things take place, in the end, I think you're going to be rewarded with a early pick and the chance to take a quarterback. And that first real chance to, since Deshaun failed and certainly since you traded off Baker Mayfield, your first real chance to actually meaningfully address the quarterback position. So the first thing we're going to do, though, here is because Ross Tucker was one of the guys I texted. Well, then we asked him yesterday about the Browns' win total. Here was his take.
I think it's just right because of the approach that they've taken this offseason. You know, and in particular, the Travis Hunter trade. You know, when you trade down and you pick up a first-round pick the following year, right or wrong, you're sort of signaling to everyone out there that this is not a season in which you're all in. Because of what the trade signifies and because of the fact that I think they're going to start multiple young quarterbacks this year, I would probably lean under. I mean, I think the number's just right. It's really going to be up to them in terms of how long they put Flacco or Kenny in there before they go to a rookie. But if you're really looking at a 17-game season, yeah, I don't think they'll win seven games. I mean, I think they'll win between 4 to 6 and probably more likely 4 and 5 than it would be 6 or 7.
So not surprisingly, Ross was one of the guys that when I texted him said he was going to take the under. And I end up getting, so in fairness, over 5.5 wins, which we're going to deal with later in the show, that actually got more votes by, I want to say about 4 or 5 more votes. But there were 12 media members that I reached out to, 8 in other markets, so Dallas, Pittsburgh was one, Columbus was one, 8 in other markets voted under. 4 national folks, well, Ross was one of them, voted under, and then I didn't have anyone from Cleveland take the under, which actually did surprise me. And I'm going to give you 3 reasons why I just think it makes the most amount of sense. And in fairness, I'll give you 3 reasons later in the show why they could hit the over. The quarterback just matters more. And I went full SEC there. That was not great. But quarterback matters the most in the NFL to wins and losses, and you can't sell me this quarterback room when you compare it to other quarterback rooms in the NFL. And I know it's easy to compare it to Jared Goff and to Justin Herbert and to Baker Mayfield and to guys like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. To me, you got to compare it up against other situations. Like the Raiders just traded for Geno Smith. Well, Geno is a better quarterback, even at this point in his career, than any of the four guys he got. And you can go, even when we start to get into Indianapolis, they've got Daniel Jones and they've got Anthony Richardson. Well, I think at his absolute zenith, and this is not the biggest send-up I'm ever going to get, at his absolute zenith, I think Daniel Jones is a titch better than anything you have. And I think when you then go to it, like, listen, it might be a rookie year. It could be a bumpy year. But I think Cam Ward in Tennessee is a better situation than what you've got. The Jets, I think Justin Fields into Tyrod Taylor. It might only be by just a skosh, but I think that's a more salient plan. And, oh, by the way, in that situation, Aaron Glenn at no point, coming from the Dan Campbell School of Theater, will he ever try and lose games or, you know, pull the restrictor plate off that thing. So I think you're in a precarious situation when it comes specifically to the four quarterbacks you have, three of whom you're going to keep. You have the second, I hate using the word worst, but second worst quarterback situation in the NFL. That has to matter for something. Like, it's really wild to me when I talk to people who took the over, and they just disregarded what you have at quarterback. And, like, I think Joe's going to be fun to watch. If Joe ends up starting a lot of games, guys, he's fun to watch. He's got a huge arm. But inevitably, he has to carry more of the load at this place in his career than he should have to. If he can just be Joe Flacco, then you might have a chance. If he's got to be more than that, or if he's throwing his way into football games, you're going to lose more games than you're going to win at that rate. If you go to Kenny Pickett, guys, I mean, he doesn't just have to take a level jump here. He's going to have to take 2, 3, or 4 level jumps because he was unplayable in Pittsburgh. And had he not been the 20th pick and had they not been winning, he would have been benched more than he actually was in Pittsburgh, certainly that second year. And when it comes to rookies, you shouldn't expect anything from rookies. And I said earlier with Cam Ward, yeah, you should kind of expect him to be terrible because he's a rookie, no matter if he's the number one pick. That's before you get to the number 92 pick in Dylan Gabriel. That's before you get to guys, a guy who I think is physically talented but might have some on-field adjustments to make in the pros in Shedeur Sanders. The number one reason we should all be incredibly realistic about this and be lining up to take the under is the Browns might not have put out a sign saying we're tanking, right? I hear what Ross is saying about, you know, the trade down definitely signified. I think what the trade down signified is you knew that it's an uphill battle to find a franchise quarterback this year, which means you better have ammunition. You better have bullets in that gun for next year. Because if you're Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry and this quarterback room doesn't work out, you better be in a position to take that quarterback next year, whether that's because of draft position or because you traded up to go ahead and take him. So the quarterback, to me, it's such an obvious reason. And even here in Cleveland, I'm amazed at the amount of people. And maybe it's more in Cleveland because I had several Clevelanders, like Cleveland media members, take the over for the Browns. And in fairness, I think that's a big vote of confidence in their thoughts on Kevin Stefanski, which I get. Kevin's had more success than any of the other Browns quarterbacks since 99 had. But the quarterback position is more responsible for wins and losses in the NFL, and you've got one of the three worst quarterback spots until somebody shows that you don't. On paper, that's where you are. The second of my three reasons to take the under 5.5 wins, and this definitely applies up front of the offensive line, is just age. I want to say the Browns, I was doing some research here, and it was a different position, it's a different ranking for each outlet I looked at. But on every website I looked at, the Browns have one of the 10 oldest rosters in the NFL. which normally wouldn't be a problem, except you're coming off a 3-win season. I think that matters. I think if Joel Bitonio, if age is more of why Joel struggled last year as opposed to the scheme and the no O-line coach, you're going to find that out early. Jack Conklin has age in injuries. Denzel's still relatively young in NFL terms. I think he's 28, maybe 29. The problem is he's got a bunch of concussions. And you start to go to a lot of the key positions here. Njoku is a bit older. Joe Flacco, we've talked about his age. They've got a lot of veterans who you can conceivably look at and go, I think these guys are at the end of their career. And in fairness, part of this year is weeding that out. Is Joe Bitonio, does he have 3 years left, or is this the last year? It's a huge part of this. Honestly, even a guy like Wyatt Teller, I think Wyatt might be the most slept-on player for this Browns team because he was by far the best offensive lineman they had last year, and they didn't have a cogent plan of attack on the offensive line. He's also going to be 30. And there was a certain class of offensive linemen who lose a step in their 30s. Oh, he's also being surrounded by other guys in Posick and Conklin who might not be here in a year. So I think age is another thing of age. If you were just the Rams for a long time had one of the oldest rosters in the NFL, but they were coming off winning seasons. All right, I can give you a pass there. If you're an old team coming off 3-14, you're really expecting Father Time to be put off just by a little bit here and act like age doesn't matter. No, because here's the one thing. You can't overcome age. If age is any part of their struggle last year, beyond the injuries, beyond all the nonsense of having a quarterback, if age is a part of it and they've miscalculated this, you cannot overcome age when it comes to any player on that field. And the final one is just the offense in general. I like Jerry Jeudy. I actually really am excited to see Harold Fannin. I think Dylan Sampson is going to have a great chance to do something this year. They've got young guys that are interesting to me, and I'm excited to see them. But your best receiver, Jerry Jeudy, is not seen as a top 20 receiver in the NFL. David Njoku is seen as a top 10 tight end. He's coming off his worst season in 3 or 4 years, and he's getting old, and he's had a bunch of injuries. You look at the offensive line, you're banking on them getting healthy, which is, again, an uncontrollable thing. So every side of the offense around the quarterback position, it's enough to have a bad quarterback room. It's another thing to have a bad quarterback room with not enough talent around them to make the quarterback better. I think the linchpin to the thing is the O-line. If the O-line is healthy and those guys aren't washed, I think you have a chance to make me look like an absolute idiot when saying I think they're a 3-5 win team and saying that I'm comfortable in taking the under and feel like I'm going to clear the under bar. And again, it should be noted, it's very hard to only win 3 games in a season if you're trying to win. But I think you could start, you could get 6 games into the season, and if your worst fears of this team are close to reality, then your biggest hopes, wishes, and dreams, man, I think we could get to a point where you go from we're trying to win every single game we can to, okay, I think we're just trying to figure out what we have in the future. I think the Browns are trying to split the difference here. I think the Browns are trying to have their cake and eat it too. We're going to try and win until we don't. And in fairness, I think that's how a lot of people get fired in the NFL. I think you're much better to go with a youth movement and see yourself through and just be honest about it with everybody, including the locker room, because then you don't lose. If the locker room knows, hey, we're going to try and win as many games as we can, but this is all about the young guys. They're pros. They're gonna cash their checks. They're going to play real hard, but it's going to be just a little easier to navigate. But they're trying to win until they're not. And that transition is going to make a huge difference in Stefanski's future and Barry's future and in some of the guys who will or won't be here. 216-474-0092. Mike in Cleveland, you stick there, buddy, because we're up against it. Want to hear what you have to say about the Browns here. But my 3 reasons to take the under 5.5 wins on the Browns: quarterback, the age of the team, and just the offense in general. What's your biggest reason for skepticism with the Browns this year? When we come back, We've got Quick Hits. Jake Murren's going to join us here. We're live at Camp Nick Wilson on Afternoon Drive on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I will get to that in just a moment, but as always, you can listen to the show and any of our local shows on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So I stood up, I started watching, I was talking to a few different people, everybody confirmed the offense does not look great today, and then as they were relaying this information to me, I watched Shador miss a pretty wide open receiver on the far side there on an out route that I would classify as a basic NFL throw, and I'm pretty sure I just watched, while talking, Dylan Gabriel miss the same throw. Now, in fairness, the offense had its struggles yesterday. It is early in camp. There's no panicking, but these are things that you might want to hear. Let's go ahead and get to Quick Hits here.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
And to help us out with this segment, we got Jake Murren here. Jake, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you a swamp of a human being?
I'm going to go with an 8. That's I got good. Here a few hours before you did, Nick, and we're at an 8 right now.
I will tell you, I think I've taken a step back on the swampometer, right? We were... When I was walking around and pacing, because my kiddo Izzy is here today with a friend, when I was pacing around, I was very much, I mean, I'm talking about incredibly sweating. Since I've just sat down and been chill, and then I went for a little walk, got a little air, I'm better. So we're probably an 8 as well. But there was a time we were knocking on the door at 10, and it was not okay.
Yeah, once we get the wind flow, it's not too bad. It's just... the wind will blow, especially in this tent that we're in, I don't know, once every 15 minutes if we're lucky.
You know what's funny about all of this is my Nag Mama is 92 going on 93. This woman does not have central air. So this is her house every day in the summer. And she is fighting father time. I'm out here for like 4 hours and I'm like Fred Sanford, like, Elizabeth, I'm coming. I can see the light. Go into the light. I think we've wasted a fair amount of this. But Bucks quarterback Baker Mayfield was on the New Heights podcast and was asked how the Browns can fix their quarterback issues.
How can we fix the quarterback situation in Cleveland? What is going on, Baker? The jersey is now a list of 25 people. Is it a curse? Why can we not get this right? We draft you, the best quarterback in college history overall. What's going on? What's happening?
Listen, I plead the fifth, but I don't know. when I was healthy,
yeah,
I was starting to get pretty damn good there.
That's
but there you
that's
go.
Fair.
Not
that's
my
fair.
Problem anymore.
I can't be the only Browns fan who, when he said the phrase, not my problem anymore, it stung. Not that I was mad at him, but just it was a reminder of, yeah, I'm debating Joe Flacco versus Kenny Pickett versus two rookies. This stinks.
Yeah, I mean, he handled it as good as you think you could. Like, what was he supposed to say? Was he actually supposed to give a solid analysis on the Browns' four-man QB competition? No, instead he just said, hey, that's not my problem. I'm worried about what's going on in Tampa Bay, and that's the response you would expect from somebody like Baker Mayfield.
Actually, a sign of like respect or maturity is that he didn't say play Shador. He could have trolled everyone by just naming somebody and then just dropping the bomb and leaving.
And he could have gone on the complete opposite spectrum of that too and just said, hey, that quarterback competition, man, it is brutal. All four guys, you have a washed guy, you have a guy who's no good and two rookies. Good luck, Cleveland. Instead, he said, hey, not my problem anymore.
So I think that might actually be what stings the most. It's not just the knowledge of you could have been the fix. It's also the idea of, oh, he's mature now. Next up.
Yeah, next up we go to Big Ten Media Days that continue this week. Michigan head coach Sherrone Moore made headlines yesterday when he said that there will be no more flag planting after last season's midfield brawl with Ohio State. Is this Michigan taking the high road, or do you respect this move by Sherrone Moore?
No, I you should have said that last year. You know what I mean?
It does come a year too late.
Yeah. I feel like if he was like, if last year he had been like, the guys wanted to plant the flag, and I said, under no, we respect our rivals. There's a historical rivalry. We're not going to do that. I would have respected it. A year after you did it and started a damn near riot, no. You don't get to take the high road a year later. It's not how the high road works.
Yeah. Now the game is in Michigan next season. Does Ohio State have a flag planting role or ban in their organization? Like, can they go out there and plant the Ohio State flag on the M if they win next year at the Big House?
I'm not proud of this, but yeah, they should do that.
Yeah, I mean, they did it to us last year. Why not? But then everybody's going to say, oh, well, we beat you 4 years in a row. Congrats on this one win. Michigan's no good this year. Yeah, that's going to be the response.
They can say what they want. They still will have lost, right?
That's true. I mean, that's what they've done this year because we lost to them this year. We went on to win the national championship. You still hear Michigan players and coaches to this day saying, well, you didn't beat us last year.
Yeah, the Moore kid was a really nice football player. But it's like, okay, buddy, if we're going to start cheapening championships, I might want to. And my school was accused of gross levels of cheating. And again, you know me, I don't think the sign stealing was that big of a deal. I just would maybe pipe down on that about like, oh, they're not a real champion, and yet they didn't cheat.
Omaha.
Josh Naylor's on the move again, Jake, after being traded to Seattle for their 13th and 16th ranked prospects, according to MLB.com. Slade Ciccone for a half season of Josh Naylor. Is this another trade win for Trinetti?
Yeah, I think it has to be. I don't know, obviously, like the in-depth details of these two pitchers that the Diamondbacks got in return for trading Josh Naylor, but Slade Ciccone is a proven commodity, at least this season. He's made a bunch of starts, and he's looked good on the mound for the Guardians. So you have to take that into consideration and think that you won that aspect of the trade. But then again, if Josh Naylor goes up to Seattle and just rakes for the Mariners and potentially gets into the wild card and gets deep into the postseason there, that it'll look good for them too.
So here's the thing. The 13th and 16th best prospects from the Mariners farm system, which some have as the best farm system in baseball, is better than I think Ciccone was the 13th best prospect in the Diamondbacks farm system. And that's before he came up in what I think was actually his rookie year, where he had like a 6 ERA. So the trade has aged incredibly well. But you bet, people better be giving Chernetti full credit for this, because Slade Ciccone was thought of already as kind of trending towards the bust category, whereas the two young guys Seattle got, one of them might actually end up being a top 10 prospect for Arizona, just walking right in. Like this is, and not just that, Ciccone's really starting to give off Kluber vibes, just because he's a late bloomer, and all of a sudden he's got that. He's got kind of got that dog in him, as people, as your generation says. Also, we should probably, if this is what you get for Josh Naylor, who's hitting almost 300 with some pop, probably can set sail on a big return for Carlos Santana.
Omaha!
Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow kind of had another viral moment on Netflix's Quarterback, and perhaps a relatable one, too.
I don't like boats like that. If you go on a boat, you're committed. Like, you're there for hours. Like, I like a boat for, like, 45 minutes. But then after 45 minutes, I'm like, okay, like, I've seen it all. We're on the water. Like, I get it.
All right, Nick, is Burrow spot on about boat days?
No. I do not have the time or the money to be a boat guy. I like Joe Lowell, who used to work at 92.3 The Fan. Everybody knows and loves Joe, still does stuff. I still write stuff periodically. Joe had a boat, and I was always a little jealous of Joe's boat. He was also a single man. He did not have a family like your boy has. But, man, we talked about this. We went to Cabela's on our way to Michigan, and I was like, man, I would love to own a Michigan lake house on the Lake Michigan side. And I'd love to have just one of those pontoon boats just so I could go out in the middle of Lake Michigan with as much alcohol as I wanted and just drink and fish all day long. Have some tunes on. It is an incredible vibe. He is so wrong on that.
See, I'm actually on Bro's side on this one. I think you're out there for more than 30 minutes, and it's just more of the same. You've already seen the sights. You're just on the water. We're sweating right now in this tent, Nick. It's just sweating on the boat, and I understand the fishing component. I'm not much of a fisher, so that doesn't appeal to me. But on a boat, sweating and looking at the same thing, just there are better things you can be doing outdoors.
But if you're sweating, you just jump into the lake. That's the beauty of the bit. It's like, oh, hey, I got sweat in ungodly places. I think I'm going to jump into Lake Michigan. I think what I've uncovered is that Joe Burrow is so much more high maintenance than we realize.
That's a high maintenance take.
I am full of anxiousness and have to be doing something at every moment take. Like, that's a football coach's son take. God, I've known quite a few football coaches' sons. They always tend to be great guys. But they always tend to be a little uptight. Joe's a little too uptight for a boat. That means he is not welcome on the Wilson wagon when I finally get that lotto money to come in one of these days.
Omaha!
Hall of Gooder. Chase Utley was on the Pardon My Take podcast, and he was asked if he had his gold card on him. Now, this is the mythical card handed out by baseball to distinguish players and executives from baseball. Here's what Chase had to say.
Do you have your gold card on you?
I do.
Yes.
You do have it?
Yes.
Never used it.
Never used it?
Oh, I mean, what? Just kind of walk.
That is really gold.
Oh, my God.
Look how gold that is.
Well, it says, the commissioner of baseball, in appreciation of long, meritorious service, present this lifetime pass, Chase Utley and guest. That's awesome. You've never used it?
Am I going to walk up to the guy that's just hired for that day and say, hey, here you go?
Yes.
I mean, look at me like, yeah. What the hell is this?
Yes.
This thing is solid.
How many guys do you think don't, like, have never used it?
I would bet 95% of guys have
That's
never used
crazy
it.
To me. Yeah.
Now, this is a cousin to the FOP card that a lot of athletes get that JP or my may not have. Haven't used it yet, but thinking about it a lot. How often would you use a gold card?
So I would use it all the time, but I can't blame Chase Utley for this take because put yourself in his shoes. He's played in so many baseball games. What would he have in going to these games for free, just walking in with his gold card? But as a fan, as a media member, sure, I would be going all the time.
I mean, in fairness, I'm sure Chase knows enough guys and the few teams he played for that he can just call up and be like, hey, do you know so-and-so in Cleveland? Because I want to go to a game. I'm in Cleveland. I want to go to a ball game. At the same point, this to me would be this is better than like the black Amex card to which there's no limit. The idea that I could be in any town in America, walk up to the box office and go slide the gold card across and get two free tickets, that to me is the greatest thing in the world.
I am surprised though that he didn't like use it to his advantage and take other people. Just flex that you have this gold card and just take as many people as you want to games.
That's a hell of a flex.
That's something that I'm surprised he hasn't used. But using it zero times, yeah, that would not be me.
He was almost too laid back about it. Like, almost ashamed of it. And I was like, dude, you got this because you're a distinguished player that played longer than eight seasons in the big leagues. Like, if anyone's earned this, it is you. I would flex it. I would pimp this like the biggest home run.
I would do the exact same thing. He was even unsure if he had it on him. He didn't know if he had it in his wallet. He had to do a little searching and then finally found it to show it to the guys there.
Next up.
Omaha!
All right, this is a fun story here from USA Today where they ranked all 32 NFL quarterbacks based on aura. So something definitely on in my generation there, Nick.
Was this your generation writing this up, by the way?
It could have been. It very well could have been. So do you want to take a stab at the top five quarterbacks on this list?
Joe Burrow's got to be up there.
He's number one.
Okay. All right. Baker?
Baker is not in the top five.
Oh, all right. Maybe it's because he's new and he's maybe younger. Okay. Jaden Daniels?
Also not in the top five.
Oh, wow.
Jaden Daniels at number 11.
Lamar?
Kind of surprising. Lamar is number two, right behind Joe Burrow.
Okay. So we got Lamar. So I got one more guess because I'm not going to wait here to guess all five. There's going to be one staring me right in the stinking face, and I'm not going to get it. So I'm not even going to try. Give me the top five.
Jalen Hurts is number three.
Oh.
Number four is kind of a weird one. CJ Stroud?
Okay.
I
almost guessed him, but then I was like, I don't know his aura points.
And then number five, I think they just kind of gave it to Patrick Mahomes just because how good he is. They're like, yeah, we'll give Mahomes number five.
He doesn't. Okay. I say this as a man with zero aura points, as my kids would say. And if my Izzy is listening to this on the way home, she is mortified that I even said that. Tough kid. I've got the microphone. You don't. However, Patrick Mahomes has zero aura points.
Yeah.
Like, the only aura points he had is he's won a bunch of Super Bowls. But if, like, you listen, he's not. He doesn't sound cool. He doesn't have cool hair. I'm a little jealous of that.
But he cut the hair.
But he cut the hair. Yeah. He's like a typical Midwest dad. Like, with love and respect, your only aura is you're insanely good. Same with Tom Brady. Mm. There's no aura points there. It's kind of a weird knob.
Now, do these two surprise you? Joe Flacco listed at number 24 on the list out of 32.
Oh, they need to up that. That man's got some aura points.
Yeah. And then the 32nd quarterback, Russell Wilson.
Oh, that's fair, but also kind of mean. So real quick, Todd in Kirtland says he's gone to a game with a gold card. Todd, walk us through this because this sounds like my heaven.
Yeah, it was. I was at a trade show for work in Anaheim, and I asked the people there, anybody want to go to the game? And this guy was like, yeah, I'll go. And I was like, I'll get tickets. He's like, I got this gold card. I didn't know it existed. So he showed me. I think his was signed by the assistant commissioner. I don't remember exactly, but I asked him how he got it. He wouldn't tell me. He said he did a favor for somebody. That's as far as you went into it. But
that sounds like a
cleaner. Yeah, we went to it was, I don't know what it was, and he was very tight-lipped. But anyways, so we get to Anaheim, and kind of like Chase Utley was saying, like 15 people looked at it, like we had, and looked at us like we had five heads because they didn't know what it was. Finally, some higher up came down and they took us in, and they put us like 10 rows behind home plate and said, have a good game. But it was awesome. Yeah,
Todd, thanks for sharing, buddy. We appreciate you. I mean, You had to like hide a body. You gotta understand how hard these gold cards are to get. Like they are, like I mentioned the mythical black Amex, of which like 20 people are alleged to have it in the world. It's not quite that, but like to get it so I think the prerequisites are you have had to have played either eight or more seasons and had a distinguished career in baseball, or You've had to have been exact with 25 plus years experience in baseball or more and have a distinguished career. So whomever he got it from, unless it was the assistant commissioner and he helped bury a body for the assistant commissioner, which might be fair, you really had to have danced with the devil to go ahead and get that from somebody.
Man, I would feel so out of place at a ball game going with a card or like sitting in that seat knowing you got into that ballpark with one of those gold cards.
Not me.
You would just embrace it?
I'd feel like a king. I do, but okay, there's a part of me, Lance Reisland and I were talking about this earlier, there's a part of me that believes in act like you've been there before, and I have gotten into so many things in my life that I have no business getting into because I actually act like I'm supposed to be there, And then it's like, well, he's a big guy. Maybe he should be here. Mm. Like, I get the benefit of the doubt because I also look like an adult, even though I'm clearly a man child. So I'm right there. I would pimp walk into any stadium with that gold card. And that is Quick Hits. Lance Reisland's going to be joining us when we get back. How did the offense look today? What stood out in practice in 5 minutes on 92.3?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan. All right. Practice is starting to break up here. And it does. It feels like the sun is hidden for a little bit. There's a slight wind. So we're. This is the swamp factor, as we called it earlier. The swampometer. We're down to about a 7, maybe a 6.5 at this point. But not Jake. He's actually gone up. He's going the wrong direction. So we'll see if he can survive. We'll see if we survive. Lance Reisland's going to join us here as practice letting out at some point in this segment. But as always, take the fan with you wherever you go. Listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And Daryl's going to be joining us at 4:20 for a little bit here. And then at 5:20, Spencer German's going to go ahead and stop by as well. So we got a loaded bit of show. I'm looking at Shador Sanders right now, who's walking over to sign a bunch of autographs. We like that. We do like when players have that. But we've had a fun show. It's been interesting to kind of see this. But we're going to take a quick note here in the Guardians, because I don't know that Guardians fans realize what a stretch the next six games really are. You got three in Kansas City, and Kansas City is a game and a half off you. Minnesota, by the way, is only two games back off you in both the division and the wild card. And so not only is this incredibly winnable, but in terms of your direction, there are very few times you're ever going to hear me say stuff like this, by the way. I am not the season rides on the next 6 to 10 games kind of guy. We're pretty close with that. We are in a spot where you're 51-51 through 102 games. We are at a spot where if you take five of the next six, it probably should put you closer to buying than selling. If you lose five of the next six, it should probably be the opposite. And so this is a big stretch. In this Kansas City series specifically, considering that they're only a game and a half off you, This is your chance to get real distance from at least one of the teams in your division. And, oh, by the way, as we're having the whole conversation, Detroit is now just 8 games up off you, and I think they've lost 4 straight games. I might have that number wrong off the top of my head. This thing's gettable. And at the same point, I think the other reason why the next 6 games matter so much is you also, one, it's a winnable stretch. You've got Kansas City into Colorado. Colorado's been better since firing Bud Black, but they're still Colorado. They're 500 in their last 10 games, and it's probably the best stretch of the season that they've had. So you can take both these series. And I mentioned 5 of 6. You go 4 of 6. And that is going to be an extra 2 games above 500. And you might pick up another game in the wild card spot, and you're very likely to pick up at least 1 game in the division. So this weekend is an important weekend. I know we got training camp going on. Clearly I'm talking to you from training camp. I know we got plenty to go on. If there's a weekend to really put weight behind for the Guardians, it's this one, because while we say everything positive about the Guardians, and I tend to think that some of what you're seeing over the last couple of weeks here with this offense is real, yeah, there's the reality that this might be the greatest seller's market in the history of seller's market. Listen, this might end up being more for pitching than it is hitting. Like, Josh Naylor got traded yesterday, and I was surprised. The return's a little bit light for a rental player. Again, he is probably a DH only. He's maybe not the most athletic guy anymore, and he's still a swing out of his shoes kind of guy. But I digress. This is still a seller's market, and this team can still contend. So I think if you're Chernetti, I don't think there's anything in the next 6 games that can truly determine, well, we're officially sellers, or we're officially buyers. But I think it might encourage you to do a little bit more one than the other. Like, listen, guys, if somebody comes along with a nice return for Shane Bieber, I think you're going to trade him regardless. If somebody actually offers something of value for Carlos Santana, which clears up your logjam at first base and DH, yeah, you might trade him even if you think you got a chance to contend. But when the bigger fish, we're talking about like Kwan and Class A and Cade Smith, they're of the same ilk. But if you do have a better stretch than not of the next 6 games, I got to be honest with you, I think not only could you make those big trades, you also might be able to be in a position where you're comfortable thinking a little bit more in the now. And that's, we've talked about the Jarren Duran type deal. We've talked about, you know, if you traded with Detroit for one of your relievers, give me a Matt Vierling. If the Dodgers are more inclined to give you Pajes in center field than Dalton Rushing, if you think you can contend, and I think the next 6 games go a long way to help you just have a little bit more of that positive momentum going into the deadline, I think those are the kind of ways it could impact you. 216-474-0092. Are you comfortable with next week, the next 6 games, deciding how much the Guardians lean one way or another into the deadline approach? Because it really is. Like, I think we get it wrong with the Guardians more than any team in baseball. Very few times are they just dedicated sellers or dedicated buyers. That's what made 2 years ago. I was actually out at camp when they traded Josh Bell for Khalil Watson and Gene Segura in some money. And then they turned Aaron Civale into Kyle Manzardo. I was sitting on the other side there. I lost my mind because I'm like, this is not a team that sells. And they're doing so to save like $8 million and pick up a nice prospect. I didn't love that. I think this year, I still think it's going to be a good mix of both things, but I do think which way it teeters a little bit more than not, well, you take 5 of 6, you take 4 of 6, you pick up another game in the wild card. It's going to be, even if you make a big sell move, it probably does have the ammo to then turn around and maybe push you into, even if it's just a short-term buy-type move here. 216-474-0092. Want to know where you guys are with the Guardians here. We have had a good day out of camp. Lance Reisland's going to join us coming up here. And I'm going to see if he can confirm for us. I talked to a few people. I wasn't able to watch as much because Jason Gibbs was blocking the view. I'm blaming him. Hopefully he's not listening because he could still beat the brakes off me, even though he's older. I really shouldn't have said that last part. However, I didn't have a great chance. But when I did, I can tell you, the offense was not great today from what I saw. It is a fair amount of what I heard from other folks that I was talking, but Coach Riz, as you know him, you know the name Riesland, Lance Riesland, Cleveland.com, going to be joining us in just about 5 minutes. And I am just fighting through Nat season right now. You can get the latest on Browns training camp right now on our YouTube channel. Darrell Ryder recaps each and every practice, features the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as well as the on-the-field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all the latest from Darrell on the Browns throughout the season. Lance Riesland in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.